What is the word, y'all? This is Devontae. This is Reaper Training, and y'all now tuned into the Reaper Motivation Podcast. And we are back at y'all again with another Hustler Affirmations. Once again, the weekend has been hellacious. So we a little late, but you know I'm right back at you, man. And today's Hustler Affirmation is a funny one. It's actually one I feel like everybody could relate to. So today's Hustler Affirmation is stop living in high school. Now, here's the funny thing about this affirmation. It goes both ways, right? The first way is, if you were the popular star athlete, everyone liked you, you had all the women, you had, you know, you was it. You was that motherfucker. Like, everybody, your name rung bells in your school. If you fucked up right now, if you struggling, if you just have been stumbling and fumbling, trying to find your footing ever since high school, you're still living in the past. You're right now what you are Game of Thrones fans when they were watching season 8, even though season 7 and some of season 6 was mid, but you're in denial. You're just hoping that it's gonna come back until the last episode of season 8 came and shattered them dreams. You was like, damn, it's never coming back. You got to look at life as a growing point, man. Everything that you do, you can't be mentally stagnant. And that's what I see with people who live in their high school days, still sharing the highlights and stuff like that. Now, don't get me wrong. I was an athlete in high school, and I still, from time to time, might post something from high school as far as like what I used to do, like my football highlights or maybe a wrestling highlight or something like that. But, you know, that's just me reminiscing sometimes. Sometimes I see dudes on here, they still got their damn huddle highlight thing in their bio. They haven't played football since 2015, 2014 sometimes. All their pictures is still football. You got to stop living in high school, man. And it's also, flip side, it also goes to if you were a loser in high school. If you was just a goofball, if you was a clown in high school, I noticed this with people who go to work and they're like this catalyst of bullshit. I always know those are always the ones that got bullied in high school. That's no longer you. If you wanted to, you can totally understand. High school is just this little small little ecosystem, right? It's just a small little thing. It's outside of high school, outside of your specific high school, probably no one cares. With the exception of maybe a couple of stars that were going on the national level as far as like sports or things like that, or maybe if you had I can't really think of anything else that would transcend sports as far as high school goes, but that outside of your high school, no one then cared, no one now cares. So if you were a loser in high school, you can totally reinvent yourself. You could be that dude. If you put in the work, if you put in a hustle, if you change around your narrative of yourself, because a lot of times, and here's the thing with both of these aspects, is that if you were a star in high school, right, you can't shake off that star mentality. So you're not hustling like you should be hustling because you feel like you already got it, but you don't have anything yet. You haven't made it. And the flip side, if you thought you was a loser in high school, you're portraying that negative energy on yourself right now, right? Because you're not looking at yourself as a winner. Even though you don't know this, but you're a different person than who you were in high school now. So I feel like I've relinquished who I was in high school. And that's not so much. I wasn't a nerd and I wasn't really, I was a good athlete. I was a varsity athlete, but I wasn't a world beater or nothing like that. And I wasn't bullied, no shit like that. But at the same time, you know, I was unconfident in high school for most of high school. And I've put that me in the past. I've left him there. He ain't coming back. You know, and I made that conscious change when I left high school. And I speak about it in a couple other podcasts. You heard me say I thought I wasted my high school years. So I dedicated myself to make sure I don't waste anything else. That is your first example of your own little mini society in life. But thankfully, you're going to go through hopefully multiple societies in life. as far as just your little bubble, right? You're gonna go through multiple bubbles. You know, you're gonna have a work bubble, you're gonna have a family bubble, you're gonna have a friend bubble, you're gonna have just little things that you can always reinvent yourself. And the more that you grow and evolve and move and experience new things, the better those experiences and the better your perception of you and the perception that the way that others perceive you will be. So this hustle affirmation is: stop living in high school. Grow and develop. And I appreciate y'all for joining me, man. I hope y'all have a very prosperous and good week. Be successful. Another thing I want to add to this hustle affirmation is when you guys wake up in the morning or before you do a task, I want you guys to start having sentences of motivation that you say. Me personally, whenever I get up and I'm getting ready to go to the gym or I'm getting ready to go to work or something, I just say, let's be great. You know, that's my go-to. I say it a lot. If you follow me on Instagram, I post it a lot on my post pictures and stuff like that. Just let's be great. Let's do this. Let's be great. And I say the same to you guys. You want to have some type of positive words for yourself. Your own affirmation, I say, right? Something that when you wake up, when you're about to do something that you don't want to do or something that, you know, that requires a lot of effort and mental fortitude, just say something positive to get you going. So this is Devontae. This is Ruby Training. We don't chase dreams. We hunt goals. I'll catch y'all soon. We're going to have some more content. Y'all have a good week, man.